Auckland Airport Chief Executive Adrian Littlewood wants a blueprint for a trans-Tasman travel bubble on Cabinet's agenda when it meets on Monday. The company has cut over 100 of its jobs and could be forced to make more changes if there are lengthy delays in approving the bubble. Reporter Nick Trubridge and cameraman Nick Munro visited Auckland Airport's deserted international terminal.
Auckland Airport's international terminal as you've never seen it before. Thousands of passengers used to travel through this building daily. Yesterday, we saw no more than 30. Check-in desks are closed. Duty-free is a thing of the past. Most aircraft remain grounded, aside from a small handful of cargo and passenger flights.
Auckland Airport has seen its operations slashed as a result of COVID-19. CEO Adrian Littlewood will be hoping to see a lot more of this.
Obviously, our next focus is Trans-Tasman, and Trans-Tasman is, as everyone knows, quite unique in terms of how close our two countries together. Look, I think we want to see that start as soon as it safely can for our country, recognising the health challenges that our country has to manage in terms of managing the coronavirus risk. But both Australia and New Zealand have done very well. And I think that unique, tight connection between our two countries, the close information sharing between our two governments and official agencies, and the close relationships between people living on both sides of the Tasman, I think means that's a very sensible place to start and can be done safely. So our work to make a proposal with 18 other organisations to government around how we think that could get started, I think is now in with the government, and we'll wait to hear their thoughts on that.
Littlewood wants Cabinet to consider the Trans-Tasman Safe Border Group's proposal as soon as Monday.
I mean, obviously, Australia is the most popular destination for Kiwis travelling offshore. And in fact, it's pretty evenly balanced, Aussies and Kiwis travelling. It's about 1.5 million passengers each way. So it's important for Australia as well as it is for New Zealand. But I think in a world where you can't travel long haul beyond those two countries, it creates an internal market of sort of somewhere between sort of 8 to 10 million international outbound trips in a normal year that suddenly can travel within our two countries, and that would be really exciting, and I think be crucial for our tourism industry to get some of that travel back across here, to just put some fuel in the machine, hold people in jobs, and make sure that the tourism industry is able to be recovery ready, because we can't just rely on domestic tourism to do that job.
He says Kiwis deserve a clearer picture of how the government, officials and big business plan to keep the economy flying along.
I think the reality is these are very unusual circumstances and people are dealing with imperfect information. And I think that's just a reality you have to deal with. I think, though, from a looking forward point of view, as a country we've got, and I think we all deserve, some deep thinking on the detail about how we restart our economy, right? Every day matters. And so I think investing in the detail and developing sophisticated answers to the problem of safely managing, and opening up our economy is important, and our country deserves it. So I think that's why we've worked really hard with our colleagues in this response on the borders, is to actually put the effort into the detail, because, the politicians, the health experts and the public need to understand that it is safe to do so. And I think that applies right across the economy.
Pre-COVID-19, 30,000 passengers passed through the international terminal every day. That custom dried up overnight. Auckland Airport entered a tailspin, suspending $2 billion worth of projects, including a second runway, a planned hotel, a car park and a domestic jet hub. And that wasn't the end of the hurt.
Yeah, that's been one of the hardest things, is we've worked really hard to build up our development teams around these huge projects, and we had to move quickly to let go about 100 contractors and temporary contract workers early. And following on from that, we've worked with another about 100 staff. We've had to consult on those roles, and about 60-odd have left the business as a consequence. So those are the really tough discussions you've got to have, and a lot of that's had to be done through lockdown, which is equally tough for those people affected by those changes.
Littlewood says delays to a potential trans-Tasman bubble could mean more layoffs.
You continue as you are now, does that increase the likelihood of having to look at, make more tough decisions, or
Yeah, possibly. And you never want to have to do that. So, again, that's why our focus on restarting as soon as we reasonably can and safely can is important. But also we're a fixed cost business. We're a big bit of infrastructure that requires sort of minimum standards and regulatory requirements to operate. So there's only so far you can take that. And we want to be ready for the recovery. And that's the posture we've taken into this, both right-sizing for our new reality, but ready to recover when it's the right time to do so.
For now, though, the international terminal remains deserted. Littlewood, more than anyone, is desperate to see activity take off. For Checkpoint, Nick Trubridge.